All right, it is the last Tuesday in January already. We've already blown through an entire month of an 08, Rico.
I know, it doesn't make me feel young.
You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org. I'm Allison Stewart, along with guest host today, Rico Galliano.
Hello.
We're going to take a little ramble through some of the news you can't use, but what the heck, it's kind of interesting anyway. Music, please. Okay, so, Rico, your first day here, I don't want you to take any offense at our first item. It's an article from CNN, originally on CareerBuilder.com, about what not to say at work.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, please tell me.
This was put together by some career counseling experts who are saying, you know, some of these things that might come out of your mouth very casually, oh, your boss remembers. Oh, your coworkers, they will remember. And these off-the-cuff remarks might define who you are in the workplace. Do not say, that's not my job.
Too late.
Okay. Don't even say something positive like, hey, can you do that? Yeah, no problem. Especially if you can't really do it. You should not take responsibility if you cannot deliver. Yeah, no problem. Not so good.
Okay, so you're saying if somebody comes to you and says, will you do this for me?
I say, yeah.
I have to say yes?
You have to say, you have to be truthful about whether or not you can deliver.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
This is a good one. Don't tell anybody I said this, but ... You should keep secrets to yourself.
So office gossip is out?
I think that's, or at least keep your secrets to yourself. See, I have a thing called the cone of silence. Anybody who knows me well, you cannot penetrate my cone of silence.
How far does that extend around you?
Depends how much I like you.
Okay.
Here's an obvious one. I got trash last night.
Oh.
Not so good.
Okay.
Whom did you vote for? Yeah, you might want to keep that one out. And here's one that I've done, which I cringed when I saw this. Do not start a sentence with, to be honest with you.
Why?
They say because they know something negative is going to follow.
What if it's, to be honest with you, I enjoy your hair?
Then you're lying is what it is.
Okay.
What do you have?
So I should just say I enjoy your hair.
I enjoy your hair, period.
All right. Perhaps that kind of oversharing is bad here in the U.S. But maybe not so much in Japan. There's a Japanese marketing company that gives its employees paid leave after a breakup, just in time for this month's holiday, or rather next
yes.
month's holiday, Valentine's Day. They call it heartache leave, and they say it allows staff members to cry it out and come back to work feeling better.
I'm for this.
I am too. And can I say, by the way, I believe in this case it applies. I think all of their employees are women, but as a sensitive male,
mm-hmm.
this completely applies to me. And I've been through this before where I've spent a day literally looking out my office window instead
yes.
of getting work done because of a young lady who crushed my heart.
Or you walk by the desk and somebody's got their head on it looking sad and they're just Googling their ex-girlfriend, not getting anything done. Do it at home. Stay at home. Although there's a little part of the story which hit me as a little sexist.
Yes.
That the younger you are, the less time you have for heartache leave.
That seems incorrect, actually.
I agree.
It seems as a young person, you tend to dwell on things. Have you noticed that ever?
Yes.
As a teen, for instance?
Yes.
The other thing that was interesting, yeah, women in their 20s can find their next love quickly, but it's tougher for women in their 30s.
That's why women in their 20s only get one day off.
Right. Well, that's what they say anyway. It's like, thanks for that big boost to all those 30-somethings.
Here's a little bit of history for you.
Yes.
The Black Plague perhaps wasn't the blanket killer it was once thought to be.
Okay.
Scientists have analyzed nearly 500 skeletons of victims of the plague, the bubonic plague, Black Death, that there were people who actually survived it.
Of course.
And those people who didn't survive it were just simply already weak. They were already sick people. So there were just a huge amount of really ill people, and the Black Plague was the thing that was the tipping point.
So it's like the Middle Ages were just populated with a bunch of wusses?
People with just bad things that have happened to them.
That's
malnutrition, iron deficiency,
oh, okay.
infection, right. things like that.
I can imagine knowing what...
That makes you a wuss, Rico.
Yeah.
Blood infection and all.
Yeah, let's just say they're not going on American Gladiators anytime soon. The New York Daily News reports a mysterious phenomenon right here in Midtown Manhattan, apparently a kind of Bermuda Triangle for cars.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dozens of cars reportedly die every day in a 5-block radius near the Empire State Building, which serves you right. I'm coming here from Los Angeles, by
yes.
the way. If you've got a
serves
public...
Serves me right? What do you mean?
I'm saying if... Well, not you particularly. I'm saying if you've got a public transit system, for God's sake, use it. Your car should be dying, man. dozens of cars reportedly every day. And get this, one towing company manager says, quote, you pull the car four or five blocks to the west or the east and the car starts right up.
Yeah, they think it has something to do with the Empire State Building has taken on a lot of antennas after 9/11, all that were down at the World Trade Center. And they think there's some frequency that's coming out of the top of these antennas, which is zapping the car. Same frequency for your ignition.
Oh, my God.
So that's why if you drive a few blocks away,
then suddenly all is well.
Yeah, either that or it's magic.
I like to blame things on magic.
All right, that does it for this edition of The Ramble. We'll link on up to all these stories on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.